local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
There you go, WEAR-TV for our local news right there. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together right now with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110. You can still expect some slowdowns on 29. For the most part, they've cleared up, but just keep that in mind. That's at Muskogee Road due to an accident. And if you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Let's get a quick look at our weather with Joe Ford.
Yeah, Gracie, mostly cloudy sky is expected throughout the evening. Maybe a pop-up thunderstorm, a 30% chance throughout the night. Also, patchy fog if you're going to be out driving. Just be mindful there. 69 degrees for the low. Wednesday, more of the same, really. Forecasted high is going to be 83 degrees, 30% chance of thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy to partly sunny skies. Really, this pattern is going to hold for the rest of the work week. The weekend, though, for Mother's Day does look a lot better. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. That's what the weather looks like, Gracie.
Thanks so much, Joe. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Big congratulations to Sarah. She's our winner of our Showtime tickets. We'll have more tickets to give out coming up tomorrow on Pensacola Right Now. Bobby, what's going on in our top three stories?
Well, the big story, of course, the jury has found Trump liable for sexual battery and defamation, but not rape. He was ordered to pay E. Jean Carroll $5 million. Now, he's called the case a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time and, of course, will appeal this decision. His attorney came out today and basically said that he doesn't feel like Trump can get a fair trial in New York City, so they might be trying to appeal this and get the location moved. Now, they tried to get it moved during the trial or before the trial even happened, but that did not occur. President Biden is going to meet with congressional leaders on the debt ceiling as the default looms at the end of this month. And Kevin McCarthy saying he's not going to go for any short-term deal. And finally, Tucker Carlson has announced his new show will be on Twitter. We were talking about this earlier, how they didn't realize Twitter would be like a platform that had this long-form format type of situation. Well, apparently it's fairly new, and it does seem like that's a direction that Elon Musk is wanting to go with Twitter, where it will be a podcast type network as well. So we'll have to see what happens. Maybe Tucker Carlson is going to be launching it, that way, the same way that Joe Rogan launched Spotify to be a podcast destination. So there you go. I did see that there's a, we got the homelessness problem. We just got rid of the homeless underneath the I-110 bridge, built a skate park there where they used to be, but we still have a homeless problem here in the Pensacola area. Joe, give us an update here.
Yeah, well, the city of Pensacola and Escambia County leaders had a joint conference, I guess you would say, with Dr. Joe Savage, who's with the Interagency Council on Homelessness, doing a joint session with them. He's been very successful in helping other communities address this problem, come up with solutions. He's at CivicCon as we speak, doing the presentation, but really outlined what the federal government plans to do with the goal of ending homelessness. They've budgeted over $3 billion to reduce homelessness nationwide by 25% by 2025. Blue Angels today announcing a new executive officer for the upcoming season, Commander Bryce Aubuchon, who is currently assigned as the Senior Aviation Safety Officer for Maritime Patrol and Reconnaissance Force, graduated Officer Candidate School 2006, earned his wings in Pensacola in 2008. Once the Blue Angel homecoming show is wrapped up in November, he will take over as the new Blue Angel XO. Santa Rosa County leaders starting discussions on the land development code. Met for hours yesterday, had a lot of public comment. There's just, dozens of codes that they're reviewing. One of the ones getting the most attention is a current code that does not allow for businesses that serve alcohol to be within 2,500 feet of a church or school. According to Commission Chairman Colton Wright, this is especially problematic in his district, District 5, which is along the Highway 98 corridor. He says there's just, frankly, the sheer number of schools and churches is keeping businesses away because of this code. So it looks like he's got support, a majority support, to get this changed. That would allow for businesses to move into that area and see further development there. Statewide note, Gracie, Ron DeSantis busy with signing some bills. Also, a key step perhaps in what he plans to do in the future.
That's right. DeSantis takes a key step towards announcing his presidential run. Today, DeSantis cut off his relationship with the state political committee, Friends of Ron DeSantis. The PAC on this website now says that it's affiliated with State Senator Blaise Angola rather than DeSantis. So Politico says that this is the most concrete sign so far from his candidacy. About his candidacy, and state law says that DeSantis can't use this money raised for the committee in a federal race. Quick pause on state headlines where we get a quick traffic update. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout our area, and our slowdowns on 29 have cleared up. Let's get a quick weather update with Joe Ford.
80 degrees right now. Thunderstorms, about a 30% chance overnight. Patchy fog, a concern if you're out traveling, driving on the roads. Just be mindful of that. Pretty comfortable night, 69 degrees, the forecasted low. Wednesday, more of the same, pretty much identical forecast to today. Forecasted high is 83, partly sunny, 30% chance of thunderstorms. Gracie?
Thanks so much, Joe. This is Joe and Gracie with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3. Also, Ron DeSantis did sign some several educational-related bills. One is the Teachers' Bill of Rights, empowering teachers to preserve safety and order in classrooms, giving them ways to act lawfully and breaking up fights. House Bill 477 reduces term limits from 12 years to 8 years for school board members, and Senate Bill 256 bans teacher unions from being deducted directly from employees' paycheck. He also announced that he's going to approve more than $1 billion for teacher pays here in Florida. Let's get breaking news with Bobby Rossi.
That's right. Breaking news here. Representative George Santos, if you remember him, the liar, liar, pants on fire, has been charged by the Justice Department in a federal probe. He's got a astonishing pattern of lies and fabrications, and he is expected to appear as soon as tomorrow in federal court, where the charges have been filed under seal. So we don't know exactly what all these are. I'm sure we will find these out fairly soon. But they have been examining allegations of false statements in his campaign finance filings, as well as other claims. So this George Santos, who pretty much Republicans and Democrats and independents alike don't like him.
I was just thinking, like, is there anybody out there, you hear, Trump dealing with what he's dealing with. You know, you've got folks in Congress that deal with allegations and charges. And, you know, there's always going to be a faction that's like, oh, man, I hope he's able to, you know, beat these because I really like him. I mean, is there anybody that's saying that right now?
No, I think everybody's hoping this guy, they're like, oh, please find something on him that he has to step down as a congressman. He's George Santos, formally being charged by the Justice Department in a federal probe. So there you go. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here with more of your local headlines, including sports. We got to get you your sports update. We've got a couple of games underway already right now here on News Radio 92.3. Hey, it's the News Hour of Pensacola right now, right here on News Radio 92.3. So I did see this here. Yesterday we mentioned that Governor DeSantis got 5 bills from the state legislature to sign. And he has until May 23rd to sign the bills that come to him or veto them. Today he got 41 bills. So quite a bit right there. Joe, what other things we got going on with Governor DeSantis today?
Yeah, well, Politico is saying that today DeSantis cut off his relationship with the state political committee Friends of Ron DeSantis. The reason why that's a big deal is that Politico says it's the most concrete sign so far that his candidacy for president is imminent. The reason why, state law says DeSantis cannot use the money raised for the committee in a federal race. So the committee on its website now says it's affiliated with State Senator Blaise Ingolia. Department of Education
and,
today. Yep.
And going along with that, he can't coordinate with the PAC in order to promote his campaign. If the PAC is going to promote him on a federal level, they have to do it on their own without guidance or direction from him or input from him. So he's got to cut off that. So that is a pretty big signal that he's going to jump into the race pretty soon.
Yeah, the Department of Education approving over 60 social studies textbooks after many were initially rejected over objectionable content such as political indoctrination. In many cases, publishers tweaked the content after an initial review from the state. Attorney General Ashley Moody announced that Walmarts around Florida will be supplying an anti-overdose drug to first responders when they run out of supplies. Walmart has agreed to supply naloxone kits to first responders at its pharmacies as part of the Helping Heroes program. 625, you know what that means. Traffic and weather together on the fives.
Well, roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no delays. If you do see something slowing you down, you see an accident and have details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Let's get a quick update on our weather from Joe Ford.
Yeah, right now 80 degrees. Overnight low is going to be 69. 30% chance of thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy skies outside the window right here. Partly cloudy overnight. Also patchy fog. So if you are headed out, driving around, just be mindful of that. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, pretty much the same forecast. Highs in the mid-80s. 30% chance of thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny skies. The rain should clear out for a really nice Mother's Day. Sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday with highs around 83 degrees.
Thanks so much, Joe. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In national headlines, 11 people were arrested last night as protests continue over the subway chokehold death in New York City. So police found Molotov cocktails among the protesters and made arrest at Broadway Lafayette Station. This is the spot where Jordan Neely was put in a chokehold and died after passengers say that he was acting out and threatening riders. And President Biden is meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the debt ceiling standoff. McCarthy told NBC News that he's going to reject any of the White House efforts for short-term debt limit extension. And Biden says he's not going to negotiate directly over the debt limit. We do have some sports going on tonight. Joe, what do we have going on in the NBA?
Yeah, right now the the Sixers and the Celtics. They start in about 3 minutes. That'll be followed up by the Nuggets and the Suns. Both series tied at 2 games apiece. So this is a really pivotal game 5 in both of those series. Right now on ESPN, the New Jersey Devils out to a 1-0 lead over the Carolina Hurricanes. Again, that one on ESPN. Devils currently trailing in that series 2-1. So a big deal to get this one at home before the series goes back to Carolina for game number 5. Major League Baseball, the Orioles now have jumped out to a 3-1 lead over the Tampa Bay Rays. The Marlins and the Diamondbacks will square off at 8:40 in Arizona. And just getting underway on TBS, the Atlanta Braves and the Boston Red Sox are scoreless midway through the first inning. NFL news, Henry Ruggs III will plead guilty to charges tomorrow, tied to the deadly car crash he caused back in 2021. If the judge accepts the deal, he's expected to serve between 3 and 10 years in prison. The Kelce's mother, Travis and Jason, posting on social media today, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles are scheduled for a rematch of the Super Bowl in week 2 for the upcoming season. Of course, the NFL is scheduled to release the full schedule for the season coming up on Thursday. Champions League action today, in the semifinals, Manchester City tying Real Madrid 1-1 in the first leg of their semifinal. And more gambling problems coming up. in Iowa. At least 125 athletes and staff members from the universities of Iowa and Iowa State are involved in a sports gambling investigation. Gambling is legal in Iowa. However, due to potential conflicts of interest, the NCAA bans athletes from participating. So, Bobby, we've seen a couple of high-profile scandals involving college programs and sports betting here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we were talking about just last week how it just seems odd where we've gone seemingly decades without gambling being a prevalent or major concern in sports, and now all of a sudden, just boom, it's all over the place. Yep. So that one's definitely going on right there. New guidance says that women should begin screening for breast cancer at age 40. U.S. Preventative Services Task Force says women with an average risk should be screened every other year between ages 40 and 74. Before the recommendations suggested women begin at age 50, unless they were a higher risk factor. So I thought that was an interesting one coming right there. And an investigation is underway of potential meteorite struck a home in New Jersey. Suspected space object crashed into a house in Hopewell Township yesterday, piercing the roof and the ceiling before landing on a hardwood floor. Say it's about the size of a large avocado. Luckily, nobody was hurt. It's the News Hour of Pensacola right now. Hour of Pensacola right now. Let's go ahead and get started with traffic and weather together on the fives. Then we'll get you a pop culture update right after that. Go ahead, Gracie.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. If you're heading out to Pensacola Beach for bands on the beach, nothing to slow you down. 3 Mile Bridge as well as 98 and Bomb Sykes Bridge. If you do see something, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. Joe, let's get a quick update on weather.
Yeah, Gracie, right now we're at 80 degrees. Overnight, we'll have a low of 69 degrees. Patchy fog in the forecast as well. 30% chance of thunderstorms throughout the overnight hours. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, forecast pretty much the same. Forecasted high at 83 degrees, partly sunny with a slight 20 to 30% chance of thunderstorms at any given time throughout the day. The forecast does get considerably better over the weekend, though, as the clouds kind of move on. The rain moves on. Sunshine for Saturday and Mother's Day Sunday with highs in the mid-80s.
Thanks so much, Joe. It's Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio. So in pop culture, Robert De Niro is a new dad. This is going to be for the seventh time. He is 79 years old. He didn't reveal who the mother of the child is, but his girlfriend was showing a little bit of a baby bump last month, so that's kind of what people are thinking. And Robert De Niro's eldest child is 51 years old, and his youngest child is 11 years old. In other pop culture news, actor Jonathan Majors appeared in court today virtually for the first time over harassment and assault charges. So this is the Creed 3 and Ant-Man star. He was kind of on the rise professionally until he was arrested in March. That's going to be on strangulation as well as assault and harass chargement with a domestic violence dispute with a 30-year-old. And once this came out, then additional women came forward with allegations. So, you know, it's kind of the
He was going to be like the next Chadwick Boseman, I really feel like.
Yeah, he was on a path to be the guy for Marvel and other films, and boy, this really threw him off. I think that Marvel's probably going to end up replacing him fairly soon, because you got to remember this is Marvel's owned by ESPN or by ABC now, which is Disney. So, and Disney just they don't have a whole lot of tolerance, I guess you would say,
for stranglers
when it comes to these two. I mean, look, with Johnny Depp, now they brought Johnny Depp back after his whole thing, but initially they were just like, he's gone. As big as Johnny Depp was as a star, they were just like, he's gone as soon as there was allegations from Amber Heard. And here's Jonathan Majors. Like, Jonathan Majors is no Johnny Depp, so he's probably gonna lose his position. They got to recast his positions is my guess. And then what do you think about I don't want to be like mean about the Robert De Niro thing, but 79 years old, like his daughter's not going to, or I don't know if it's a daughter or a son. Either way, his child is not going to really get to know their dad.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine Robert De Niro taking his kid to the park and chasing him around and things like that at 85 years old.
Yeah.
You know, 6 years. It's just no. And I mean, he's seems like he's fairly healthy as a 79 year old. you know, some people, but oh my goodness, that's just, I don't know. Then it makes me wonder, like, I got all kinds of questions. I got all kinds of questions about that one. So his youngest child is 11. I didn't realize he had an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
I was like, golly. Okay. There you go. So the memes are out there, by the way, already, showing the skeletons hanging out with little children around Halloween. But they're like, hey, here's Robert De Niro hanging out with his kids and stuff like that. So they're already
I'm saddened by this news. Christina Applegate may have to retire from acting because of her multiple sclerosis.
Apparently it's progressed very quickly. Yeah, or regressed. I don't know what you said, regressed, you know, it's gotten pretty bad very fast. Yeah, so that's unfortunate as well.
What do you make of Twitter and Tucker Carlson?
Yeah, this Twitter and Tucker Carlson thing, I was a little shocked, to be honest, at first. That was not the platform I thought he would end up on, because Twitter's not known for doing shows or podcasts or any of that other kind of stuff. But at the same time, it's like, well, then we found the retweet from Elon Musk, where somebody basically said they believe that Twitter could become the number one podcast platform within 90 days. And Elon retweeted it and said, yep. And so it's like, oh, okay. I didn't realize this was the direction he's wanting to go. And when we say podcast, obviously video cast is included in that kind of mentality, because that's where more and more people are calling things podcasts now, and they're actually videos, but that's the genre. And so maybe this is the direction he's wanting to go, and he's going to use Tucker as the springboard to get other creators to release their stuff on Twitter. So,
well, you just think about, how many, I mean, just like in the world of news and sports, I mean, what about Don Lemon, for example? I mean, you know, maybe it's a platform that allows for individuality. And you know, in the world of news, you've got a lot of sports people who, you know, maybe they want to get away from ESPN, and it kind of gives them a platform. I mean, I think Twitter, we can all agree, whether you like it, Elon, or whether you don't or whatever, I mean, it's essentially the hub for people who want to know what's going on at any time. Right. And so
it is the fastest place. I know when we have hurricane coverage, for example, here on News Radio 92.3, and we're covering hurricanes, I have Twitter. I have multiple Twitter windows open. That's how I get my fastest, quickest information.
That's where people break their news, is on Twitter. Yep. It's always been that way.
Well, also, it's kind of come to the audience that uses Twitter, who probably would be interested in hearing about what Tucker Carlson has to say, is the older crowd. And, like, young kids aren't on Twitter. Like, they're all on TikTok. They're on Instagram, things like that. So Twitter has kind of come to, you know, where you get your news. Or
I think she just called us old. I think that's what
those
old farts.
Sorry.
Yeah. I heard that.
Me and my young crowd.
Facebook was the place where older people listening. Went to. I thought Facebook was the place the older people went to.
To.
So now it's Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, but the people who use Facebook are getting their info from Twitter.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, Elon's trying to change that.
Yeah.
But no. But she's right. I mean, that's the because the younger generation did go to Twitter for a long time, but then they went to Instagram, and now they're going to TikTok, and now they're going back to Instagram with Instagram Reels, and then they're going to. So I did see a funny meme the other day. It says, no, I don't have TikTok. I watch old TikTok videos a couple weeks later when they appear on Instagram Reels like an old person does.
And yeah.
Reels people are real people too.
Yes, that's right.
Justice Instagram. For the Reels.
That's real a good t-shirt people. Slogan right there.
That it is. Oh, boy. So that's one of the big stories right there. We'll get to your local headlines. Another wrap-up of your local headlines coming up here in just a minute. First, let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. If you're heading out to Bands on the Beach, looking good on the Bob Sykes Bridge as well as 3 Mile and Garcon Point Bridge. Let's get a quick update on weather from Joe Ford.
Yeah, we should see partly cloudy skies for the most part, maybe a pop-up thunderstorm or two overnight. We'll have a low of 69 degrees. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the forecasts are going to look pretty much the same. 83 for the forecasted high, 30% chance of thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny skies. Saturday and Sunday, things will clear out, shaping up for a real nice Mother's Day weekend with highs in the mid-80s and little to no clouds, and rain moves out of the area, Gracie.
Thanks so much, Joe. This is your Traffic and Weather Together right here on News Radio 92.3. Kind of a crazy morning. Sorry.
I got something new here real quick about Tucker Carlson. We were just talking about him launching a show on Twitter. Word is coming out now. His lawyers have sent an aggressive letter to Fox, basically accusing them of fraud and breach of contract. And the reason for this, like the real instigation of this, is he's trying to say his contract is no longer valid, and therefore he should be free to launch his own show or media enterprise. His contract runs until January 2025. Fox wants to keep paying him and prevent him from starting his own show.
Got that non-compete.
Now, of course, so they want to have a non-compete, but they're going to keep paying him in the non-compete. So it's not like he's got a non-compete. And so they're saying, hey, we're going to keep paying you through your contract, which will go through January 25th, which will keep him off the air, keep him off of online platforms and everything. So his attorneys sent a letter today saying, you guys committed a breach of contract. He should not be held to the non-compete. And then at the same time, he announced that he's going to go ahead and bring a show to Twitter. So we're going to have to see. We're about to see a legal battle, I think, between Tucker Carlson and Fox News. Okay, back over to what you were saying, Gracie.
I was going to ask Joe about our local news that happened this morning involving 9 students.
Yeah, so there was an accident. Thankfully, minor injuries only. But yes, it did involve students that were inside a van from S.L. Jones Christian Academy. FHP says a 17-year-old driver of an SUV was cited for failure to yield that led to that crash. This happened at around 7 o'clock on Longleaf Drive in La Rosa Street this morning. 9 students, 2 adults taken to a hospital via ambulance, again with minor injuries. A Pensacola man now in jail. He's held on an $11,000 bond, accused of assaulting his landlord over an eviction notice. According to the arrest report, 26-year-old Dylan Altenhofen allegedly punched his landlord in the throat, kicked him in the groin, and then pulled a knife on him after showing up at his house to argue about the eviction notice he had received for a trailer he had been living in. In Santa Rosa County, Land Development Code, big discussion yesterday, hours-long discussion, hearing from public comment. There's dozens of these things that county leaders are reviewing. One of the major ones, though, involves businesses that serve alcohol, the proximity that they can be to churches and schools. District 5 Chairman Colton Wright, his district consists of the Highway 98 corridor, says that the code currently prevents businesses that serve alcohol from being within 2,500 feet of a church or school. Anybody that's driven down 98, I mean, it's one way, east and west, and there's just frankly, he says, too many schools and churches within close proximity to allow further businesses that want to serve alcohol from being able to do so. So this looks like one that will change. Looks like Colton Wright has majority support on getting that changed as well. Finally, the Blue Angels announcing a new XO, the executive officer for the upcoming season. Commander Bryce Aubuchon will take over his new role following the Blue Angels homecoming air show in November. George Santos, Bobby, we know that he is facing federal charges. We don't know what they are relating to. What other big headlines do we have going on today?
Well, of course, the big headline is we got to still hit Trump. That's the big one still. So he's liable for sexual battery, defamation, but not rape. And he is going to appeal that case when it comes down to that. And so that battle's not over yet. And of course, pretty much the Trump supporters are still Trump supporters. The people who hated Trump still hate Trump. And I don't even think this is really going to affect the primary that much. I think the primary race is still going to come down to people campaigning in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada in the early states. So also 11 people were arrested last night as protests are continuing over the subway chokehold death in New York City. Police found a Molotov cocktail among the protesters and made the arrest at the Broadway Lafayette station. That's the spot where Jordan Neely was put in the chokehold and died after passengers felt like he was acting out and threatening riders. Got a text here about that saying, oh, Molotov cocktails? That seems like a peaceful demonstration. Yeah, no, not at all. And the Texas legislature is moving forward on gun legislation. The House committee passed a bill that would raise the age from 18 to 21 to buy an assault weapon. The bill now goes to the House floor. It's been a priority for families of the Uvalde shooting school shooting victims to get that done. So they are moving forward with that. Coming up here next, we're going to get your sports update, let you know what's going on with some of the games on TV right now. We got some pop culture news as well as what we got this here. Oh, I got the, I'll just say this. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg won a gold medal in his jiu-jitsu debut. So don't mess with the Zuck. So coming up here next, sports update for you on News Radio 92.3.
Eligible. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The news hour of Pensacola right now. Remember, coming up here in about 5 minutes, really, Bands on the Beach is going to be over at the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Taking the stage at the Gulfside Pavilion will be Grits and Greens. They're a powerful four-piece band best described as rock and roll with a soulful and jam-heavy delivery. So check them out. Also, tomorrow, they'll have another chance to win some tickets to go see Showtime, presented by the Pensacola Children's Chorus. They're a Broadway-style extravaganza featuring music from nearly every time period, nearly every era. So tune in to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay tomorrow for an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to go see Showtime over at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. If you do see something slowing you down the roads, you see an accident, have details, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Let's get a look at our weather from Joe Ford.
Get down to about 69 degrees overnight tonight. Patchy fog as well. 30% chance of a thunderstorm here and there. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll have forecasted highs in the mid-80s. Partly sunny. Anywhere between a 20 and 30% chance of thunderstorms, and the overnight temperatures will be right around 70 degrees. Things clearing out for the weekend, so good news there if you're thinking about heading to the beach on Mother's Day weekend. Forecasted highs Saturday and Sunday will be in the mid-80s, and little to no clouds or rain to speak of. Rain will be gone, so mostly sunny skies for your weekend, so that's good news. Gracie?
Can't wait. Thanks so much, Joe. This traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3. Joe, we have some sports going on tonight. NBA's got some big games, right?
Yes, they do. We've got two series, one in the East, one in the West. Series tied 2-2 on TNT right now. Just about wrapped up with the first quarter. Yeah, the 76ers leading the Celtics in Boston 33-26. End of the first period in the NHL, the Devils and the Hurricanes tied at 1-1. Later on, the Nuggets and the Suns do battle. 9 o'clock start on TNT. That series tied 2-2. And the Seattle Kraken lead the Dallas Stars 2-1. They will start at 8:30, immediately following the Devils and the Hurricanes. In baseball news, big matchup on the TBS tonight, the Atlanta Braves and the Boston Red Sox. The Braves leading that one 4-0 in the middle of the second inning. Diamondbacks are hosting the Marlins 8:40 start time there, and the Rays are in Baltimore tonight, trailing the Orioles 4-2 in the sixth inning right now. Looking elsewhere in sports, Henry Ruggs III, he'll plead guilty tomorrow to charges tied to the deadly car crash he caused back in 2021. If accepted by the judge, he's expected to serve between 3 and 10 years. The Indianapolis Colts want the NFL to investigate tampering against the Washington Commanders. Washington allegedly reached out to retired quarterback Andrew Luck to see if he may be thinking about possibly coming back and playing again. The problem is though, even though Luck is retired, the Colts still own his rights. So the Colts now want the NFL to investigate that. Scheduling news for the next NFL season, the Chiefs and the Eagles, the rematch of the Super Bowl last year, are scheduled to play each other week 2. So a big early season matchup. I would imagine that's a Sunday night game. So we'll wait for the full schedule release on Thursday. Bobby, a New Jersey family escaping the throes of death this week. An apparent space object came through their house.
Yeah, I mean, it's only the size of an avocado, but it's a meteorite, so it came from space.
It came through their roof and their ceiling.
Exactly. Yeah, if that hit you,
you're dead. You're gone.
Yeah, yeah. You might not actually feel it. Actually, depends on where it hits you. So, an investigation underway of a possible meteorite. It crashed through the house at Hopewell Township yesterday, piercing the roof and the ceiling before landing on the hardwood floor. Like I said, it's about the size of an avocado. The people were home, but thankfully nobody was hurt. So they're investigating that and checking that out. And Gracie, to wrap it up here, why don't you go ahead and give us that crazy news about Robert De Niro again?
Yeah, 79-year-old Robert De Niro is the dad for the 7th time. His oldest is 51, and his 11-year-old is his youngest child. So if you're thinking you're too old for kids, you're not. You're not. You can still have them.
No, you are. You are.
3 and AM 1620, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.